Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al, and if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. So today I want to talk about why most people are broke and poor, and why most people will remain broke and poor unless they're willing to change their mindset. See, here's the thing. Here's the straight, honest truth. And you know, on this platform, I keep it real. I give you straight financial talk, no bluff, no puff. Here's the thing. If you want to build wealth, the secret to building wealth is acquiring assets that go up in value and that produce cash flow. That's the secret to building wealth. Now, there's other ways to build wealth. I mean, you can get lucky and win the lotto. You can come from wealth. But for the majority of people listening to this message, that doesn't apply to you. Most people don't inherit wealth from their parents. Most people will never win the lotto. So how does one build wealth? Well, again, you have to acquire assets that have the capability of appreciating in value and that throw off a cash flow. See, if you don't embrace this mentality, if you're just buying things that don't go up in value, or if you're buying things that don't produce cash flow, don't expect to build wealth. In fact, you should expect to be broke and poor for the rest of your life. Now, one of the easiest ways to build wealth, in my opinion, is the financial markets. Buying stock in blue chip, well-established businesses, or buying ETFs that house blue chip stocks within them. Now, is investing in the stock market the only way to build wealth? No. There's other ways to build wealth, like investing in real estate, buying rental properties and then renting them out. But for the most people who are listening, you may not want to assume that responsibility. Being a landlord is a lot of responsibility. Contrary to what you may hear on YouTube or listen to on other podcasts where they try to make investing in real estate very simple, it's a lot of work investing in physical real estate. Not to mention that it can be capital intensive, because a lot of times if you want to be a real estate investor, you're going to have to assume a lot of debt. You're going to have to take out a mortgage and rent the property out, which some people may not mind using the OPM method, other people's money, utilizing leverage. But again, for most people listening to this message, you may not have a lot of money to invest in physical real estate. You may have $200 in your checking account. You may have $1,000 in your checking account, and you want to build wealth. Well, that's going to be hard to do if you're willing to invest in physical real estate. Now, there's ways you can invest in real estate from a passive perspective, such as investing in REITs, which give you exposure to real estate investing, but without the responsibility of being a landlord. But my point in this message here, and I want you to hear me out. If you want to be a wealth builder, you got to change your mindset. Start looking for ways to put your money into vehicles that go up in value and that produce cash flow, whether that be stock market investing, whether that be investing in physical real estate, whether that be starting a business of your own that can throw off a cash flow. But you got to get in the mentality of thinking like a wealth builder. See, that's why a lot of people are broken poor, and they're going to remain broken poor, is because they're not willing to change their perspective. They want to build wealth, but they're not willing to do things that's going to help them achieve financial success. You got to put your money to work. Because if you don't put your money to work, then you're going to find yourself always having to work for money. You're going to be working in your golden years. You're going to be working because you have to. Now, there's nothing wrong with working if you're in your golden years. If you're passionate about something and you want to continue working, that's fine. But you want to get to a point in your life that work is optional. You're working not simply to pay the bills, but you're working because you're passionate about something. But see, a lot of people are going to find themselves in the future working because they have to. And you don't want to be put in that situation when you're 70 and you have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go report to Walmart and work as a greeter because you have to. You don't want to get to that point. So if you're listening to this message, I encourage you to embrace the mentality of a wealth builder. My message has been pretty consistent. I truly believe anyone can build wealth. I don't care if you grew up poor. I don't care if someone told you that you can never achieve financial success. Anyone who's willing to embrace the mentality of a wealth builder can achieve financial success. And you have to believe that. But not only believe that, you have to act on it. Stop buying things to impress other people. That's one of the problems that a lot of people find themselves in. They're buying stuff to impress people. And that will keep you broken poor. There's nothing wrong with liking nice things in life. But if your mentality is, I gotta buy the next best thing just so I can keep up with my neighbor across the street, you're gonna continue to be broken poor. And newsflash, your neighbor across the street probably can care less about you. And you're too busy trying to keep up with someone who doesn't care about you? That's nonsense. So get in the mentality of putting your money to work. I'm a big fan of paying yourself first. Most people listening to this message, I'm sure you work a 9-to-5. And there's nothing wrong with working a 9-to-5. A 9-to-5 job is an active source of income. And there's nothing wrong with active income. I know there's a lot of people on YouTube and other social media platforms who try to criticize people for working a 9-to-5, but let's keep it real. Most people work a 9-to-5. And there's nothing wrong with making active income. But here's what you have to do with your active income. You have to use a portion of your active income to create passive income. Because you can't work forever to earn active income. You have to get to a point in your life where you're just living off passive income. And that's going to require you to take portions of your active income and put it into assets that have the capability to appreciate in value and that throw off a cash flow. That's why I like dividends a lot. Because dividends throw off cash flow. But again, there's other ways to make passive income. Real estate investing. So the choice is yours. You have to ask yourself, do you want to be broke and poor for the rest of your life? Or do you want to build wealth? The choice is yours. So I hope this message has been motivational, inspiration. If you're listening to this message again on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, hey, favorite this podcast. Because I keep it real. I talk about straight financial talk. No bluff, no puff. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. No matter what, always think big. Always be forward thinking in life. And remember, build and maintain wealth. I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.